This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Gina Baxter. Hey Gina, I'm back from my holidays. Did you miss me?
Oh, I did. It feels like you've been gone for ages.
It does, I tell you. I had such an amazing time. Spent the first week away in a lovely little villa in Mallorca. And then came back to the UK and spent the weekend at home and a few days here. And whilst we were here, we treated ourselves to a massage and a facial. And then if that wasn't enough, we then spent 4 days in a spa hotel in the Cotswolds.
Oh,
so I feel
that
completely,
sounds like heaven.
Yeah, I feel completely and utterly relaxed and chilled out and ready to take on the world at the moment. And it did make me think when I got back is, why don't we do this more often?
I was going to say, is that something that you do regularly, like treat yourself to, you know, spas and massages?
Well, we don't quite go the whole hog of going on holiday and going to the spas and all that kind of things, but we do like to have the occasional massage because the really good masseur in the gym that I go to just around the corner from me.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we just don't get around to it very often. It's not that expensive. It's. I think she's just put her prices up and it's now £50. But it's still not a huge amount. And to be honest, I'd love to do it, I don't know, like once a month or something. But at the moment, we tend to only get around to doing it once every 6 to even 8 months at a time. And we don't even seem to do it then unless we feel so exhausted that we just desperately need a massage or something to pick us up and cheer us up. Mm. And it got me thinking, why do we have to wait?
Yeah, why wait so long? I totally relate to what you're saying. I mean, someone recommended a really good masseur to me the other day. It was also, you know, not a bad price either. This guy was going to be able to come round to my flat as well, so I wouldn't have to go anywhere, no tube travelling or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't booked it up. And I so need a massage, you know, and some kind of relaxation. But yeah. I can't remember when I last had a massage. It was months and months and months ago.
Mm.
So I agree with you. I don't know. It's almost as if, you know, either if we're celebrating, then we treat ourselves.
Mm.
Or if we're going through, you know, real strife, then we think, oh, God, you know, I'll give myself something, a little facial massage or a treat, go and buy some clothes. But I don't know about you, you know, but very rarely do I think, well, I'm just going to give to myself just for the sheer hell of it, just because I am worth it.
As they say.
You know, as they say, yes.
Well, the other thing that makes me laugh when I was thinking about this as we were talking is that although I've just been away to, obviously had a lovely relaxing holiday and spa treatments and a massage, the first thing I thought about when I came back is, oh, I'd love to do that again, or I'd love to have another massage. But then I was thinking, oh, I can't because I've only just had one.
It's mad. Where does that come from? It's you're not the only one that thinks like that.
It's always like I have to go through some punishment before I'm able to relieve and relax myself by treating myself for some reason. And I can't really understand exactly what you're saying is why do I put myself through the guilt trip?
Mm.
Of
the guilt is so, sorry, what were you
going to
say?
No, go on, go on.
I think you've just hit the nail on the head there, because friends that I speak to, as well as clients, the guilt thing of actually giving to ourselves is massive. Mm. Oh, I hear that so often. Oh, I felt really guilty. Oh, I feel guilty. I mean, even the other day, you know, I'm going away on my trip and I need to get some clothes.
Yeah.
Got a load of really nice clothes, put them in the boot of the car. But I was still thinking, oh no, I need to pay my storage company, I need to pay my service charges, I haven't really got the money to pay for these clothes.
Mm.
And I went on a guilt trip for about 5 minutes. It was crazy. So I really, really empathise with what you're saying. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of listeners do as well. I don't know whether it's a cultural thing or what, but it's something that needs looking at, because if only we could just have or be in a state of giving to ourselves just in our daily lives, just regularly, it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Rather than having, it's almost like we can't have it unless we've suffered somehow. There's always this emotional mental payback, isn't there?
It is indeed.
Unless you've earned it, you can't. In a past life.
Exactly. Yeah. I think one thing that I will do though is I may not actually book it up the appointment with my masseur in a month's time or so, but I will book it in my diary, because I think one of the things that I do find very off-putting is when I want a massage, I want a massage now.
Yeah.
When I want my treat, I want my treat now.
You don't want to wait for it. No.
I don't want to wait for it.
No.
But then it's crazy because obviously, you know, you have to book these things up. You can't just
turn up and give me a massage.
You know, yeah. You can't just leave it and come back later and, you know, it's all been done.
No.
You do have to arrange these things. And one of the things I do find very off-putting is that the act of arranging something almost seems like a trial in itself, that, you know, you have to think, okay, when am I free? When are we both free? When's the massage going to be, you know, a suitable time of the day for us? And that just seems a bit of a faff in the first place. But if I had booked up an appointment for myself, you know, sometime in the future and say, right, okay, this is when I'm going to either book it or at least phone up and say, right, when's your next appointment? I'm going to come along. I think I would need to make it a recurring appointment as well.
Definitely. Paul, where's your diary? Have you got it with you?
I've got my diary here in front of me. I'm going to do it right now, live on air.
Live on air. Get your diary out and let's put something in now. So when's the best time?
My last one was on the 15th of June. So the middle of next month is about the 13th of July. So I'm going to put in my diary now that I'm going to book my next massage on or about the 13th of July.
Yay! We'll hold you to that.
There we go. All done.
So how does that feel then?
I'm really looking forward to my next massage already.
Oh, good. Well, it's only going to be, what, maybe 2-3 weeks away now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So what about you? What are you going to do?
To treat myself, do you mean?
Well, what about that guy that you've been recommended?
I know. I think this was so long ago. Hopefully I have still got his details somewhere. But you've inspired me now. I think I'm going to take the plunge and call him up.
Fantastic.
Get him round and just relax. Because I just, you know, while you were talking about your experiences with the spas, I just remembered how good I always feel, you know, before, during and after a massage. It's so lovely, you know, when you just get one leg going, yes, me, don't forget about me, and your whole body just feels, oh, you just feel so at peace, and everything feels relaxed. So I am actually, even though I can feel slight resistance, which is quite extraordinary, I still am. I'm going to book him up, definitely.
It's funny, because just as we were talking about it then, I was thinking, so what can be the reason for us justifying this?
Yeah.
I was thinking,
justifying booking it, you mean?
Yeah. And I was thinking, no, that's the whole point.
override that.
We don't need to justify why we're doing this. We're doing it because we're worth it and we deserve it. And we don't need to justify it. We don't need to go through the pain. We don't need to have, you know, achieve some outstanding goal. It's something that we enjoy. It's something that we like doing, and it's good for ourselves. And when you've had it done, you feel great, and every cell in your body is thanking you for having something done, you know, nice being done to you, whether it's buying clothes or going shopping or eating a nice meal or having a massage. It's something that you deserve. It's a great way of celebrating your life.
It is, and you're so right about every cell in your body saying thank you, because it does. You can feel it, and it's a lovely way of honouring ourselves and acknowledging ourselves and you know, just looking at what we've achieved as well. I mean, just recently I was looking back, and I've had so much to organise for this trip. I've tended to forget about the long journey, really, that's got to this stage. It's been, you know, a year or so in the planning, really, on and off, and I've gone for it, then hasn't been the right time or whatever. And I was sitting outside today, and I thought, wow, you know, I really want to celebrate you know, what I've done today. And I just went over the road to canteen and bought myself a really nice lunch and just kind of celebrated quite quietly with myself, had a nice glass of wine and was just saying, yes, Gina, well done, you know. Yeah. And I don't do that enough. And I'm sure listeners would probably can relate to that, where we just don't acknowledge what we've done. It's very easy to look at the things we've, you know, this great list of things we've still got to do and things we haven't yet achieved, rather than taking account of all the good stuff that's happening as well.
Yes. And yeah. It's quite funny when you speak to clients about it, quite often they, when you say to them, oh, how are you going to celebrate doing this, or what are you going to do to treat yourself, they haven't got a clue what they would like to do, because they've quite often gone so long without celebrating.
It's true. I was asking someone that the other day, and she's fulfilled you know, a huge dream to go traveling, and you know, she still thinks that she's got a lot to do, and you know, is not kind of, is so caught up in what's left rather than looking at what she's achieved. And exactly the same situation, I said to her, well, you know, what are you gonna do to celebrate, or what can you give yourself to really acknowledge how far you've come?
Yes.
And there was this almighty pause. You know, I thought, well, I'm not going to pipe in with anything, you know, there must be. And then after sort of sitting with it literally for a few minutes, you know, she came out with four or five really great things that she could give to herself. And then it really kind of set in motion, without getting too woo-woo about it, a much deeper relationship with herself. She suddenly at that point really acknowledged how far she'd come in a very, really in only a few months. So it's something I always encourage clients to do, but I'm really talking to myself at the same time when I'm encouraging them.
Go on, treat yourself, you know you deserve it.
It's true, go on, treat yourself. It's just, even just a bar of chocolate, you know, or just a walk in the sun, it doesn't have to cost anything. You know, just kind of leave the desk, walk out of the office and just, you know, lift your head up to the sun for 5 minutes, go back in, pretend you're on a fag break or something. You know, pretend cigarette.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it can be very, very simple. And just, I think the more we do it, I was just thinking now, really, you know, how I can change that, like you were saying about the guilt factor, that I think the more we do it, the less that little voice will crop up and say, yeah, 1,001 reasons why we shouldn't be doing it. And I think that little voice will diminish after a while.
Yeah.
Because you don't feel guilty now, do you, having booked that?
Having booked that in my diary, no, I definitely feel like it's something that I wanted to do anyway. It doesn't necessarily need to have a reason behind it. Because I have already worked hard, and it's a celebration of living rather than maybe something specific that I've done. So it's part of my continuous celebration of enjoying life.
Oh, yeah, beautifully put.
Thank you.
It is a celebration. I can feel a song coming on. No, you're so right. Good for you. Good for you. Because that is inspiring. I mean, you've already inspired me to call up for one now. And I'm definitely going to book that.
Well, we definitely have to put this out then to our listeners and find out, what are you going to do to celebrate the living of your life?
Yeah.
And post a little comment on us, on our website, or put a little note on iTunes, put a comment on iTunes, or you can email us, paul@actionpodcast.com or gina@actionpodcast.com, and tell us what you're going to do to celebrate living.
Yeah, fantastic. Love to hear it.
That's great. Well, I look forward to hearing about your massage and how well it goes, and I'll certainly tell you about mine, Gina. And,
yes, thank you, Paul.
We'll speak to you
later. I
can't
wait, actually.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm excited now, yeah. Lovely, thank you. Take care.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So during this podcast, we talked about celebrating life, basically, and not just doing something special for yourself because you're going through a tough time, or you need a break, or you're celebrating a specific goal or achievement that you've done. You are going to find occasionally that you will have some guilt about treating yourself, which we all do, but it doesn't have to be a factor. And it will probably take a few practice attempts or a few goes at treating yourself before the guilt subsides. Don't forget that booking something in advance is a great thing to look forward to. Now I've got my massage booked up in a few weeks' time. I'm already thinking that I already deserve it. I'm looking forward to it and just how great it's going to make me feel when it's all over. Enjoy.